Blog Talk Radio.
Song that's trending right now by Ella Boot Up. So anyway, thank you for tuning in to the show today. We have a very hot special guest on the show, producer Justin Stewart of Good Day DC Morning Show. He has been everywhere from the Wendy Williams Show, and I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself. So everyone, welcome on the show, Justin Stewart. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for the invite. I'm excited to be on your show, right?
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Man.
And then, you know, that song is amazing. I love Boot Up. And, you know, it's a good summer feel song.
It really is. That's like the hottest song right now trending on the radio. And I love it. It just gives
Which
you good vibes.
Which is crazy. It does give you good vibes, and I was researching it, like, maybe, like, last week or something, and I found out that it came out last year.
Right.
And people
and
are just picking
like,
up on it now. I was like, what?
That's what I was like. I was like, how did this song come out last year and it's popping now? Like, right now, it's popping. Like, it's trending everywhere on social media. I was like, okay. I guess this is
right.
The season for the song.
Right. It's the season for the song, summertime, and get your boo girl.
Okay, be booed up the whole summer.
Be booed up in the summertime, right.
Oh,
and we find out some new booze in the winter.
Okay. Look,
for cuffing season, girl. Right, for the cuffing season.
Yes, let me be quiet so I don't get in trouble. Cause
oh, she must be booed up. You booed up, girl.
Yeah, I'm booed up. I might get in trouble. He hear me talking about cousin season.
Oh boy. But we not gonna get you in trouble.
I was like, blame it on Justin. It was not me.
Yes, blame it on me. Blame it on me.
So, you, before getting into everything, I just want to ask, like, how did you get started in the television industry? Like,
well, I always knew, and I tell people this all the time, I always knew what I wanted to do since I was, like, very young, like middle school, elementary school. I knew I wanted to do TV. Now, you know, I went to high school, and I did TV production, and, you know, I took some classes, and I kind of just, that fueled my passion even more. And growing up, I loved watching the news, and I loved, you know, the production value of it. You know, I didn't know what it was and whatnot, but I just knew the stories, and I was fascinated by the anchors and, you know, just everything about it. And so, you know, I grew up in D.C., so it's surreal, and it's a blessing to me that I actually get a chance to produce for a show that or a station that I grew up watching. Like, how many people actually get that opportunity, you know?
It's so rare.
It's so rare. So I ended up going to University of Maryland Eastern Shore and getting my B.A. in English non-teaching and a minor in telecommunications, and my focus was radio, television, broadcasting, basically communications.
Okay.
So from that, From there, I just did a bunch of internships, and one of my first internships on campus for Discover UMES, and then I did an internship at WBLC in Salisbury, Maryland. And from there, I kind of just learned the behind the scenes and how the newsroom and how the news actually operates and works. And I spent time with reporters, and I spent time with anchors, and I spent time with all the people who were behind the scenes, the producers, the assignment desk editors, and I kind of just learned from them. And after that, I ended up getting my first gig in D.C. as a reporter for Metro Weekly, which is an LGBT magazine right here in D.C.
Okay.
And from that, they gave me my own kind of web series called Do It With Justin. So they kind of honed on my personality and saw that, like, I'm a larger-than-life kind of person. And I got a chance to go around with different LGBT groups, and I got a chance to experience them. So for one episode, I went to a gun range. And another episode, I played basketball. And another episode, I went to a defense class, a self-defense class, stuff like that. And so from there, I moved to ABC 7, WJLA, News Channel 8 in Arlington, basically D.C. area, and I became a production assistant, which is basically an entry-level position that helps you kind of hone your craft and helps you get a feel for the newsroom and get you more newsroom experience. And it gave me the opportunity to practice my craft as a reporter or practice my craft as a producer. It gave me an opportunity to network and just talk to like-minded individuals who are working already as professionals in the field that I wanted to go into, in TV. And, you know, I got to work one-on-one with different anchors who are on television and discover how to put together a show and stuff like that. And then after that, I was there for 3 years, and I kind of got started, and I moved on to Fox 5, where I am today.
Wow, you have been putting in work.
Yes, honey, I've been putting in work. But mind you, all between those years, I was also working, because, you know, when you first start out in TV, you really don't make a lot of money. And not that I'm making a lot now. I'm knocking on wood, you know, and I'm okay. But you don't make a lot of money, especially as a production assistant. Like I said, it's an entry-level position. And in between that, I was working at Best Buy, and I was working at Enterprise. I was renting cars.
Wow.
At the airport, you know, in the afternoons, and I was going to be a production assistant at Channel 7 in the morning. So I was waking up at 3 a.m. to get to work by 4. Our show was on air at 4 a.m. to 12 noon, and I would get off and go to Enterprise from 2 to 12 at night and do it all over again.
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, when they're trying to pursue their passion job, that job they really, really love, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people quit working, you know what I'm saying? And they just all about that one job. But you were steady working other jobs while in pursuit of something you love to do, you know?
Yes, girl.
So
I like to keep that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, it's just a hustler mentality inside of me. And although I kept my eye on the prize, and I knew what my dream and I knew what my passion was, I had to be realistic, and I had to be like, I had to pay my bills. You know, I got to keep my lights on.
Right.
I got to keep a roof over my head. You know, I have to be an adult about things. I got credit card bills and you know, lights on and TEPCO and, you know, just different things. And, you know, and also keeping up a lifestyle. You know, I got to keep my head cut. I got to look fresh. I got to slay everywhere
I
go.
Right.
So, you know, you got to be, you know, on one side, you got to try to pursue your dream and keeping your foot wet and trying to get in that door. And then on the other side, you got to hustle to make that money so you can, you know, have a decent living.
So what's the best part about working, you know, in production, like for a television network? Like, what's the best part of that?
The best part about it is that I get to meet so many cool people. But I also get to do what I love. And every day is different. If every day was the same for me, I probably would not be able to function correctly. You know, every day I get to be creative. I get to, you know, write about things that I don't really know about. Because as producers, you know, we're all, like, well-rounded in different areas. But, for example, I tell people this all the time. I write about sports. I'm not the – I can sit through a basketball game. I can sit through a football game. But do I know the technical terms and this, that, and the third? Do I know who the star players are? Yes. But, you know, I don't know – you know, we all don't know everything. So I get to discover things, and people that who are important to me may not be as important to my coworkers who are from different backgrounds.
Right.
They don't know everything I know. So I get to, you know, we get to exchange information, and I get to work with different people and meet, you know, celebrities and, you know, do red carpets and experience different foods and restaurants and go to different events. Like, I love that part about my job because every day is different. And like I said, you know, to me, when I walk into a newsroom, every day is a blessing for me. Because like I said, I told you, you know, I was working at Best Buy Enterprise and, you know, Bath and Body Works to make that coin that I can survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now that I have my passion job and I have this dream that I've accomplished from working in television, you know, I can't, you know, forget where I came from and how I got this.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I have to ask, how did the viral, the Vogue, the dance that happened on Wendy Williams,
yes.
How did that start?
Did you see me kitty cat, 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 cat,
cat, cat,
cat, cat, cat, cat, cat, I'm voguing in my living room right now.
So how, I mean, how did that happen? Like, tell me about that.
I went to New York. So if I just flash back to 2014, I was she does a segment called Ask Wendy. And, you know, you're participating in the audience. You ask her advice about XYZ, XYZ. So I ended up being on Ask Wendy in 2014. And that was a fun experience. So that was my first time going to the show. I go back to the show in 2018. And, you know, we were just – if you ever go to her show, it's one big party. She has a DJ. She has a hype man. She wants people to be interactive in the crowd. And they pull you out for different dances. You know, different dance stuff or whatever, and you have a great time. So in between the commercial break of the show, the DJ was playing Donna Summer. And if anybody who knows Justin, they know that Justin loves him from Donna Summer. Like, if I could resurrect her right now, I would. Okay. I love me some Donna Summer. So he was playing Donna Summer, and he, you know, earlier in the show, they had shouted out where you were from. So he kept saying D.C. He gave me the nickname D.C. So I stood up, and I started performing the song, and it was Last Dance. So when I got to the middle of, you know, the aisle where you saw me dancing at, he switched the song, and he switched the song to Vogue, you know. He just changed the song in the middle of the song. And I was like, you know, I just took that moment, and I was like, oh, okay, I got you. I'm going to show you what I'm about to do. And I just started going off to the, you know, Madonna Vogue, because that's one of my favorite songs.
Oh,
and it just
God.
Went, you know. And so during the show, you can't film. I mean, you can, you know, Snapchat and stuff like that, but, like, while you're taping, while she's live, you can't, you know, you got to be paying attention to her and what's going on her show. So her hairdresser, Robin, actually was the only person who recorded the whole entire thing of me voguing right there on that small step right in front of Wendy Williams. And she asked me what my Instagram was and DM'd it to me. And when I posted, it just went crazy.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
It went so crazy. And then Wendy ended up posting it the next day Wendy ended up posting it on her Instagram that night.
Mm-hmm.
And that went crazy too. So, yeah, it was a fun time. It was a really fun time.
Man, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I saw the video. I was like, it was so full of energy. And you were doing it. I was like, oh, my
And goodness. That's just me. Yeah, that's just me. And I love, you know, I love life. You know, I love life, and sometimes you got to walk into your blessings, and you got to take moments and just be yourself in those moments and just, you know, just enjoying yourself, enjoying and being, you know, you and being authentically you and not trying to be somebody else. And I just feel like, you know, I feel like that video was a blessing for me.
Oh, man.
So thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Wendy.
Okay, for that moment, because that was, I was like, oh, my God. See, I can't dance like that. Like, I think my knees and stuff just start popping when I
Oh, honey. I've been, we you know, in the LGBT community, a lot of us vogue, and, you know, we learn them, we learn moves from each other. And so, you know, all those years at UMES and I'm voguing in my dorm room, you know, it all paid off from that one little
off.
Video. Yep.
Oh, man.
It surely
That's
did.
Oh, my goodness. So, and being yourself, have you ever been in a position that made you feel like you had to compromise who you were to please others around you, whether it's been on your job, just in, you know, in the field that you work in?
No, not at all.
Good. Awesome.
No. I go everywhere being my authentic self. And,
okay.
You know, I work in a, you know, industry where there are a lot of LGBT people. But I also work
mm-hmm.
in a male-dominated industry. And if I have to be honest, you know, I was talking to Ms. Lawrence, who was on Housewives of Atlanta and Star. We were talking
mm-hmm.
the other day about gender nonconformity. And
mm-hmm.
I realized, you know, I have gender nonconformity ways. Like, you know, I'm gender nonconforming. I'm not the average picture of what a man
mm-hmm.
or what society sees as a man or what a man should
mm-hmm.
look like. Because I wear makeup. I have feminine ways. I'll do my eyeliners and beat this face, honey, to the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go to work. And so, you know, I work in a male-dominated industry where everybody looks different than me. But I stay true
right.
to who I am, and I go to work, and
That's
I do
right.
my job, and I work hard, you know. So I try to, you know, just be myself because you never know who you're inspiring and who's watching you
right.
and who is inspired
mm-hmm.
by your journey and who's inspired by you just being you. Because there's so many people
right.
who want to be, you know, themselves and are so afraid to do that, especially in the workplace. But I have to say my
oh,
industry
yeah.
and where I've been and how and you know, how I present myself at work and in my life, I've been very accepted. Like my anchors to meaning or has said anything. Even when I
mm-hmm.
from when I first started as a reporter to a PA to a producer, like nobody has ever said anything to me like that. Which is great.
That's a blessing. It really is. That's a blessing to be able to be yourself because we, you know, how society just has so many labels as before how you should be, how you should act, how you should look. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing
right.
to be able to be in the field, being yourself without no one trying to say, no, you don't need to wear that today or no, you need to look like this or fix
right.
your hair like that.
Right.
You know,
that's
a lot.
I had a moment. Thank you. And I had a moment when I wanted to be a reporter, you know, and it's, you know, when you see the news, you see the anchor and you see the reporter and you see the photographer. And my goal,
mm-hmm.
or one of my goals, especially when I first got in TV, was to be a reporter. And I had to realize I am too feminine to be, you know, on TV and what I wanted to do. And the reason I say that is that
mm-hmm.
I don't like wearing suits. And I got to be cute every day, and I can't wear as much
mm-hmm.
contour on television as I could, you know, and as I wanted
right.
to, you know, because that's not the norm in television. You know, when you watch the anchors, they're all well put together. They have their deep
right.
voices, and they're playing, and they're being, hi, I'm Anchorman. You know, there's that. And I knew that I couldn't play that. I can't play that role. That's not me.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, I'm glad that God still shifted me and put me in a position where I can be myself 100% without being an actor or pulling myself back.
Right.
As a producer, you know, I'm still running around. I'm, you know, pretty much in charge of the show and curating content and doing a lot of things that, you know, the anchor, you know, for the anchors, you know, we book the
mm-hmm.
segments, we write the scripts and the stuff like that, and the anchors read those. So there's power
mm-hmm.
in behind the scenes for those people who are listening or watching, you know, who want to be anchors and things like that. There's power in producing, and there's so
mm-hmm.
many jobs out here for producing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, even though I still feel your personality would just take the ratings through the roof. I just feel like
oh,
if
honey,
you were
yes.
in front of the camera, it would be so
you know, thank you so much. You know, I'm at a point right now where I'm just taking every blessing that God has given me. And, you know, as you can see, he's been shifting me to be in front of the camera, or he wants somebody to be inspired by my journey, because interviews like these on shows like yours and, you know, the Wendy thing and a bunch of the other things that I've got in the works, and now I'm hosting and all these things, and, you know, all these blessings are just raining down. And, you know, whatever he wants to do, I'm just going to follow. God, I'm on this journey of life just like everybody else is.
Right. Just stay open to those doors and just keep going. You know, whatever comes your way, just take it.
Right. So, that's what I'm doing.
What advice would you give for anyone that maybe wanted to, since you work on a show, so someone that wanted to be on a show or have their own talk show or television show, what advice would you give to that person?
I would tell them to network, and more network. You know, networking is very important. And I say network with people who can not just help you, but can help, you know, inspire you to do what you want to do, you know, to help you get to that point. And network with like-minded individuals. So if you want your own show, make, you know, get those opportunities with people around you who already have their own show or who work in positions that can help you understand how a show should go, how a show should look. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be friends with radio hosts and, you know, TV personalities and bloggers and social media people who can help you, you know, grow into that position and grow, and you get as much experience as possible. Also, in that field, you know, and nowadays it's, I want to say it's easy to create, you know, and brand yourself, but it's really easy. You know, you have places like YouTube that is free. YouTube is free. And you can get on there and put your camera on a tripod and just talk about whatever or do whatever it is that you want to do. You know, you got to be creative and, you know, think of things, and you get followers, and you know. So I would say, like, take those opportunities like YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, all the platforms, Instagram. Like, you know, Instagram has live stories that's pretty much television, and they can turn into a show. You know, Twitter, you can put videos on Twitter now. You can go live on Facebook. You know, take advantage of these social media things and these things that are free for you to put yourself out there and learn how to brand yourself. Like, I'm learning now, I'm just learning how to brand myself now, and I'm taking one step at a time. And, you know, just realize that also nobody's an overnight success. And I say that because struggling, you know, you start from the bottom and you work your way up and you work your way up. And if you put that, your effort and your time and the hustle and the grind into what you want to do, you will make it. But you have to have people around you in your circle, in your inner circle, and in your professional circle who can help guide you and get you there. Because trust me, when I first saw her on TV, I'm still a hot mess now. I was a hot mess, you know. But there were people around me to help, you know, hey, Justin, you can't do that. Hey, Justin, you can't post that. Take that down. You know, you got to have people around you to keep you straight. You can't be tweeting like that. You know, you just got to have people who are going to help see the potential in you and help you grow. Somebody who you can call to say, like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Like, I have friends in the industry now who have their own shows and things like that. So do internships. You know, like I said earlier, I was a production assistant. You know, jump on a show so you can gain that experience and, you know, put those lines on your resume. And, you know, that's what I would say.
Okay, man. Oh, man. So in what ways, you know, do you manage to, like, encourage yourself or keep going, you know, to keep going? Like, you know, when you have bad days or things don't seem like they're within your control, you know, how do you keep yourself going?
I pray a lot, especially on the way to work, sometimes when I come home. You know, I try to be like, that's why I love what I do, because every day is different. Not even though, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, throughout the week, different. Like, I'll walk it, if I have a segment today on whatever, I have a segment tomorrow that's going to be different. You know, I can't dwell on my mistakes, because everybody, you know, makes mistakes, especially in their career. And this goes back to saying having people that are gonna help guide you. You know, if you, I have producer friends who work with me and my coworkers who work with me that, you know, read over my anchor scripts and stuff like that. And, you know, just talking to people and having them to help you, you know, grow from your mistakes. And, you know, I pray a lot. I listen to music. I come home and I relax and I don't try to think about what happened on yesterday's show. I just try not to make the same mistakes from yesterday's show, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. Man, everything you said has just been so full of insightful information, very encouraging. You know, anybody that's listening right now should feel inspired by what you shared.
Thank you.
No problem. I have to recognize, you know all the amazing things that you've said thus far. And so this year, you know, what else do you have coming forward this year?
I have a couple of more interviews in the works. I'm also, big announcement, I'm breaking it on your show. I'm also hosting or co-hosting the Miss Earth 2018 pageant in July. And I have been, for the last few months, hosting brunch/Brenner. So it's like a late dinner and breakfast. So we call it Brenner. So I have been hosting that at a club in D.C. It's LGBT themed, but of course, our LGBT allies are, you know, welcome to come and enjoy the atmosphere and eat and drink and just fellowship with each other. And we enjoy each other. Yeah, I'm just taking, like I said earlier, taking one blessing at a time.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking to you. It's been a blessing to have you on my show today, to talk to listeners so they can just learn the ins and outs, you know, working in the television industry. And can you tell all of the listeners where they can keep up with you at on social media?
Oh, perfect. Yes, yes. You know, I love social media. I talk to people all day, every day. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter is Producer Stewart. And then my Instagram is Producer_Stewart, and Stewart is spelled Stewart, Prince Stewart. So, yeah, follow me. If you like my posts, I post very funny videos. I post makeup videos. I cook a lot, or I at least try to. I follow recipes more so. I do, though. It's just my journey in life, everyday life. You know, I'm learning, and I'm riding this wave, and I'm on this journey just like everyone else is, and I kind of just expose myself and share, you know, what I'm learning, you know, in life. I do a lot of makeup videos. I love to be my face, and I just share my tips too with people, and it's stuff that I've learned over the years. You know, makeup is trial and error, honey. You know, all the things that I've, you know, experienced over the years, you know, on my Instagram, and I'm on the Twitter and on my Facebook. So, you know, come through, follow, you know, like this, double tap to slay it if you see it, and, you know, just connect. I love, you know, inspiring people. My journey is in television, but everybody can take a piece of the pie and kind of just take insightfulness, you know, for whatever journey you are on in life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you once again, Justin. And the next time I'm in D.C., I will be sure to network.
Yes, come through. Let's have cocktail. I'm always down for a good cocktail and conversation, honey.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. Thank you for tuning in with a special guest of today, Justin Stewart of Good Day DC. And we are out. Be sure to tune in with us next Friday. All right.
My feelings, notice they really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that gave me high like.